Okay, here we have a question from Chintamani Dam, and she's quoting a second canto where Prabhupada says, liberation means getting out of the slumber of thought, forgetfulness, and becoming situated in the real-loving service of the Lord, as exemplified by the case of Lord Brahma. And then she writes, I understand that Brahma is on the platform of loving devotional service, but earlier he's said to be in the mode of passion. So then she asks, that if he's in the mode of passion, how can he also be on the transcendental platform, especially since in order to get to the transcendental platform, you have to pass through the mode of goodness. And here my answer begins by saying that we should differentiate between Brahma's role as the presiding deity of the mode of passion and also his individual capacity as a person. As the personification of the mode of passion, Brahma may be in the mode of passion, he may be in the mode of goodness, or he may be transcendental to it. It depends upon his particular attainment. His duty as the creator, which really requires passionate energy, is something that he may be attached to or detached from. Just because someone is the presiding deity of the mode of passion doesn't mean that he has to be in the mode of passion. For example, Arjuna. Arjuna was engaged in an activity that the rest of the, or most of the members on the battlefield of Kurukshetra were very passionate about, and that was fighting. Arjuna was equally energetic, equally absorbed in the activity of passion, but yet he was transcendental to it because he was transcendentally situated. Similarly, we see that there are different attainments of different Brahmas. In the Brahma Samhita Brahma, it said that he's understands his identity as a maidservant of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, he said he's in the platform of friendly relationship with him. Srila Prabhupada says that the Brahma of our universe is not a pure devotee. He's a great devotee, but he's not a pure devotee. So you may have Brahmas of different types of attainment, spiritual or even material attainment, in the mode of goodness, or maybe even in the mode of passion, and yet they have a specific service, a specific responsibility, the creation of this universe. We can take ourselves as a similar example. We have our bodies, which are made of the modes of nature. At the same time, we may be within the modes of nature, or we may be transcendental to them, according to our engagement in Krishna consciousness. And you can say that we are the presiding deity of this particular body of ours, which is made of different modes, mostly ignorance and passion. So our attainment will then determine our personal situation, although we may be identified with a particular role, namely the inhabitant of this particular body. So in that way we can see Brahma as a empowered personality with a specific role, and individual whose advancement in Krishna consciousness varies, and the two don't necessarily affect the other. Brahma may be transcendentally situated and yet still be manipulating the mode of passion, in the same way that Krishna may also be, is not may, but Krishna is transcendentally situated, but he may dance with the wives of others, engage in activities that bewilders the mind of Cupid, but he's completely unaffected by those activities. Now she continues on. The other part of her question is where she says that persons generally conducted by the modes of ignorance cannot be bona fide candidates for being situated in transcendental God realization. Only persons conducted by the mode of goodness can have the knowledge of the Supreme Truth. So she makes a quote where Srila Prabhupada says that women are generally equipped with the qualities of passion and ignorance, and men may be, but men can be elevated to the platform of goodness, women cannot be. But at the same time, then she quotes that Krishna says that anyone can come to him. So if women are in the mode of passion, how can they come to Krishna without going through the mode of goodness? This is the significance also of this question. And here the answer is that I don't see that particular lecture that Srila Prabhupada is talking about. But generally when Prabhupada is talking about women, then he speaks about women as being dependent on their connection with their husband in order to advance in spiritual life, in order to advance in Krishna consciousness. Women are generally in the modes of passion and ignorance, as stated here. If they serve their husbands and they are get guidance and direction for their husbands in Krishna consciousness, then as their husbands advance, they too advance, and they also advance to the platform of goodness, and from the platform of goodness to the platform of transcendence. However, as we see many times, Srila Prabhupada says, women should never be independent. When they're independent, unalone, not under the guidance of a man, most importantly their husband, but it could be their father or their son, and not under that protection, then it's very difficult for them to overcome the influence of modes of nature. So how do, in answer to Chintamani's question, how do women then come to the platform of goodness? By serving their husbands and by getting assistance from their husbands, in the same way as how do their husbands, who are also in the modes of passion and ignorance, come to the platform of goodness? Not by themselves. They do it by taking guidance from spiritual masters, and in that way they advance forward. Of course, that doesn't mean that woman doesn't need a spiritual master, but it means that women receive the special guidance provided by their husband, the type of day-to-day guidance in their spiritual lives that their spiritual masters can't and shouldn't actually really be providing from their husbands. They need that in order to come to the mode of passion. Otherwise, simply by applying the instructions, it takes a very rare woman in order to achieve Krishna consciousness on their own. Not that it's not possible, certainly it's possible, but this is what the tenor of Srila Prabhupada's instructions generally run along. Hare Krishna.